This is a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Pella softball senior Ava Curry. Ava, are you ready to let our audience know a little bit more about you?
Yep, I'm excited.
All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Let our listeners know you just graduated. What high school activities you've been involved in your last 4 years?
So I ran track for 4 years, and then I played softball for 5 years. This will be five.
Yeah, this will be year five as you play it as an eighth grader. So far, what's your best high school sports memory?
I would have to say, even though it didn't end up how we wanted, the Norwalk game last year. It was such a great game because we were all invested, and we all had a purpose. Our first game, it was a doubleheader, so our first game didn't go how we wanted, but then the second game we all came back and we wanted to win, and the seventh inning was probably one of my greatest memories.
Who would you say your role model is, in whether it's sports or life? Who's someone you really look up to and why?
Probably my dad. He tries to take credit sometimes, but also he gives me a lot of credit. I've had a lot of coaches in my years of playing softball, but ultimately he's been the one that's driven me to 10 hours away to go play softball and has spent more money than I can even imagine for getting me here today.
I know the answer to this, but do you have any siblings and do you get along well?
I do. I have an older sister. She's 2 years older than me. We do get along very well now, but we used to not. We used to swim together when we were younger, so that really got us close. But yeah, we're very close now.
Yeah, close in age in high school. Getting out of high school helped a lot,
yes,
didn't it?
Yes, very.
Okay, I asked this question of everybody. Hawkeyes or Cyclones?
Ooh.
This one's tougher.
I'm going to say...
Because I know you're not going to either. You're going to another D1 school here in the state.
I'm
going to
say Hawks.
Is there a reason why you would, even hesitating, is there a reason why you pick Iowa City over Ames?
Well, I think I would say Hawkeyes for basketball, obviously, and then football. But then every other sport, I'll say Cyclones.
And maybe Hawkeye soccer, too. You're going to be a girl
fan. Of course.
There's a save there for you as well. Do you have a favorite memory of following either of those teams, like a favorite collegiate sport memory that you've been a part of?
Obviously, I think the Big Four in the fall, like watching Drake and you and I and Iowa State and Iowa battling in the Big Four every fall. I mean, I guess it'll probably be my best memory once I'm in it next year. Yeah. So probably that, and just watching the four in Iowa compete and how close mid-majors are compared to D1s, to Power 5 D1s.
We're here with Ava Curry. We're getting to know her a little bit better ahead of her senior season. Let's ask some different questions. What's the best vacation you've been on so far? And it could even be a softball-related trip.
Probably the Gulf Shores. We go there every 2 years with my family. And it's just, we don't really do much. We just have normally we get a house right on the beach with a pool, and we're just, I think the best vacations is you're not doing anything, and you don't have a packed schedule. I could be on a beach for a week long and not have to do anything. I think that would probably be my ideal vacation.
Well, and with Division I softball, you're going to get to travel a lot of places. Is there a place or a field that you haven't been to yet that you might have an opportunity to go to here in the next 4 years?
I played at the Universal, the fields in Florida, and that was really fun. But Florida's so hot and humid, I think I'd rather play in Arizona. So I'm really excited if we get the chance to go to Arizona. Even though it's really hot there, but I've always liked Arizona.
Yeah, it's a dry heat is what they say, yes. So of course. Okay, do you collect anything? Do you have anything that you are a collector of? I mean, especially as an athlete, you have a wall of softballs there that are meaningful, or is there anything off the wall that you collect?
I don't think I collect anything. I mean, if I do keep my home run balls, I normally hit with them just because they're free, good balls normally to hit with. But no, I don't collect really anything. I mean, I can't say I do.
No, well, and the thing is, the home run balls, you already know you can hit them far, so, right?
Right.
Do you have a favorite family tradition?
Ooh, family tradition.
Because I'm guessing there's been a lot of road trips with the family for softball. I'm guessing there's, you mentioned, a nice vacation.
Yeah, I think I'll go back to the vacation. I mean, normally our years are always packed with softball, so getting away from that for a week is really nice, especially in a place like the Gulf Shores. There's so many things to do, and the beach is obviously a lot of fun to be around.
Do you have any superstitions? Are you a superstitious athlete? And if so, what are some of your pregame rituals or songs or anything like that?
Not really. I try not to be that superstitious because then I don't try to, like, make excuses for anything, really, like, superstition-wise. But I always play catch with Sheck every single game, and we warm up together. We do our everydays together. So I guess that would be superstitious, kind of, but not any of the put my sock on the same foot every time. That's not...
Yeah, none of that stuff.
Not really, no.
But do you have, like, a go-to, like, playlist or artist or something, especially that a game day or something that you're listening to if you're sitting in the dugout or on the bus?
I kind of switch things up a lot. Okay. Either it's rap or country. I really honestly don't care. If my nerves are too high, I'll probably put on some country rather than rap.
Here at Ava Curry, we're getting to know her a little better. Just a few more questions. What famous person in history would you spend the day with and why? It could be dead or alive.
Famous person. Probably Caitlin Clark. That'd be pretty cool to see how she deals with all of her pressure and everything.
And all the fans and all that stuff, too. Very good. Let's see. See if there's anything fun here, too. If you could time travel, this is when we ask a lot, would you go past or future and why?
I think I would go to the future. Okay. And just see how everything is different now.
Yeah.
Because even, like, within the last 5 years, everything has been different. So
even just 5 years in the future. See how the Drake career goes, yeah.
Right.
One more fun question, I suppose, that if you could play in any other sport that you currently don't participate in, which one do you think you'd do okay in, if you could pick another sport?
Definitely swimming. Okay. I have had some regrets in high school not doing it throughout high school. I used to swim when I was younger. But it's in the same season as fall softball, so I think if I could do it over again, I would swim in high school.
Alright, last question for you. What are you looking forward to most about your final months in green and white?
Just spending time with this team. It's definitely very special. This team is unlike something we've ever had before. We're so young, but yet we're so united as a whole team, so I think a lot of great things are going to come out of this season.
That's Pella senior Ava Curry. Hey, we got to know you better. Now that's the word I'm looking for. Congratulations on such a great career so far. Looking forward to your senior year.
Thank you.